Hello, how are you? I mean, I say that like you're going to respond to me or something. Or usually Anna panics and then you chip in, don't you, and say, hello? Hello?
Hello? Do you ever get that when you voicemail though and there's that gap and you're like, are they there?
Oh, that's so old school, isn't it?
Oh.
Now then, this is a subject which Slimmerworld has done some research around, but both me and Anna were like, hang on a second. We've been here before. The cost of convenience is something that we've talked about with numerous guests actually on the podcast.
Yep.
Who've talked about how for them when they became Slimmerworld members, one of the habits they needed to work at was moving that switch, I guess, from the quick press of an app to food arriving at your door, or maybe grabbing a meal deal when you're out and about as well, thinking that was the healthy choice, versus that switch in how can you actually swap for home cooking, freshly prepared in advance kind of food? And perhaps some of the myths that we hold around that. Do we think that actually buying food from and cooking from scratch is more expensive? Do we think healthier foods are more expensive versus the convenience grab and go? And the research that we have to hand from Slimmerworld is really fascinating because they've been interviewing just over 1,500 Slimmerworld members to really learn more about what difference that made to them and whether they had also made that shift. I mean, Anna, hit us up. Where were you at with convenience when you came to Slimmerworld?
I was a queen of it. I was a jar girl, I was a takeaway girl, drive-through. Those things that you thought were like healthy, like I used to buy like new potatoes in butter that you put in the microwave. I'd buy like a breaded fish or like, you know, those pots of steamed veg that had all the butter in it. Right through to just the Chinese rang me when I stopped going. I was that good a customer. They rang to check I was all right. Like, I was that woman. If there was a shortcut, a convenient way, I would absolutely do it. Like, I didn't know how to cook a pasta sauce, a curry sauce, anything like that. So I put most of the letters in the word convenience. I made it my middle name, really. So, yeah, big, big change in my world, joining Slimmerworld, learning how to cook properly, understanding how to cook, but understanding it tasted much better, took less time, and actually what it did for my weight loss was a million times more than a jar had ever done.
Yeah, 100% agree. I have definitely been on a real journey of, I think, just really renegotiating how I see food. And
yeah,
I've often said how for me joining Slimmerworld was a bit like an education really in what food actually can be and is, and how to put together a meal, you know, whether that be following a recipe plan or learning how to kind of out of the random cans and bits of veg in my fridge, how to make a meal with all of those bits that is actually fairly nutritious is the other aspect. I mean, they say, don't they, that many of us are making 20,000 decisions every day.
Oh my gosh.
And so I think for me, one of the things, when I came to Slimmerworld, I was already doing shift work. So I was getting up at 3 a.m. to go to work. I was sleeping all over the shop and I was tired. So I needed the quick fix, grab and go kind of food options. Food was an afterthought, I think, often. Work came first and then health was way down the list after pleasure, seeing mates, whatever. But I was easily having 3 or 4 takeaways a week. I was easily grabbing any meal deal that I could that was left in, you know, a supermarket. I was going out for my lunch break, basically because it was actually a way to leave my desk, if I'm honest. And there was a treat aspect to me. Oh, I've worked hard this morning, so I'll treat myself to that. I'll have that cake with that coffee that I'm grabbing. So there was a lot tangled in the quickness, the ease. I was also kind of just outsourcing a lot of the decision making, because I think when you get something like a meal deal or a takeaway, you don't need to then sit down and maybe put the plan and do the shopping list and then the cooking. And for many years when I was starting out doing Slimmerworld, I lived on my own. You know, I was in my late 20s, so I definitely put socializing over sitting and doing a shopping list in terms of the priority list. And I have to be honest, it came at a cost, not just the cost financially for me, but also the cost of how I felt physically, emotionally, and if I go a bit hippie-ish, a bit spiritually as well, in just that sense of, you know, I'm not necessarily talking about spiritual in terms of angels, but my spirit felt low and I felt disconnected. And I was ill a lot. That was also something that I noticed. And the biggest thing that drew me through Slimming World's doors was I wanted to finally feel like I had some energy in my life. And that for me, the biggest shift out of everything, the cost of convenience me was how much this food was actually taking away my energy because of the processing and the not so great nutritiousness of it all, and that my body was constantly having to digest that stuff, that when I switched to home cooked food, planned in advance, healthy, and I had a plan of how to do that, wow, that is where the difference. And that's something that you don't see in getting your shiny stickers or certificates. This is life stuff, life-saving, changing stuff.
And it's that notion, isn't it, that sometimes where we get a takeaway is we want it to be a quick fix. But I used to spend 40 minutes waiting for the takeaway, and then that would happen. And then I'd eat my way through the cupboards because I was waiting for so long for the takeaway. But it was almost that I needed that burden to be shifted from me. I needed someone else, like you said, to do the thinking, the prepping. But actually the knock-on effect was it then had, I would snack more, I then wouldn't sleep better, and I'd be skint. And I couldn't afford to do like that. How much takeaways cost, how much convenience cost when you work out, if you went and made the meal yourself, you've got the ingredients in, you save a fortune. So it's not only psychologically and physically, but your bank balance is really affected by this convenience food, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? And actually thinking about that, just reading on some of the research which Slimming World has released, they talk about 60%, so that, what's that, 3 in 5 people typically spend £50 a week on takeaways and high fat, high sugar convenience foods. Almost a third of people spend over £100 a month on frozen items such as nuggets and chips. And I have to say, frozen items were one of those things that if I could just grab it out the freezer and stick it in the oven, I would go. But I have to be honest, I'd never ever really read a label to see what on earth was in these things.
Oh, terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. When you flip the label on some of these things and you can't say the word, you kind of know that's not something you want in your body, isn't it? But actually, to me, that was, I'm cooking. I've opened that box and I've put it in the oven, so I've cooked myself dinner. I had no idea of the impact of that. For me, like I would eat meals that were, you know, beige in colour and then feel so much more hungry half an hour after that. But to me, that was a home cooked meal. I didn't understand, like you said, that education of putting the vegetables on, cooking the meal from scratch, actually what an impact it would have on the filling power. But the psychological satisfaction of creating that meal, cooking it, putting it together, being proud of myself, actually, that was a knock-on effect that I had never realised that convenience food had taken away from me.
Yeah. Do you know what I also found refreshing in this research that's come out is that 1 in 5 people admit they don't feel confident cooking from scratch. I found that really reassuring to read that because I was absolutely one of those people. And you know what? Lifestyles have changed, yeah? You know, we think back to maybe 30, 40 years ago, maybe longer, where the idea of coming home to a home-cooked meal was much more typical. But so many of us are working. Maybe you've got kids. Maybe you're looking after family members. You know, then you've got maybe aspect of socialising. You're trying to squeeze in the gym. There's all these things that we feel like we have to do, that it's no wonder that so many of us feel overwhelmed with where to begin, I think, when it comes to making these switches or cooking from scratch. And I think that the biggest help that Slimming World gave me was sitting in group and hearing from other people who were successful in losing weight. They lived in my area, they shopped in my supermarkets, they had they were doing shift work and stressful lives and jobs, managing life around their families as well. Some people had different dietary requirements and health conditions. And it was really inspiring to see these people were finding a way through. And just the little tips that they would share of, I just cooked this meal this week and it was great. Here's a link to it on the app. You can cook it too. I got all the ingredients in the same supermarket that you shop in. It just helps make it like actually achievable, I think.
And it's knowing all those resources around you. Like one of my favorite things is our 15 minute hero cookbook. Like everything in that can be made or constructed in 15 minutes. You know, there isn't a takeaway that I can get delivered in that kind of time. I've learned how to make myself really quick, easy stir fry in about 5 or 6 minutes. But that knowledge came from other people, that came from group, that understanding that actually what I'd always done didn't have to be something I continued to do. And actually, as easy as it is to open a jar of sauce, and if you make your own pasta sauce in about 3 minutes, but actually here's how. And that's what was key for me, to have everything put together, because my mind was so addled with, I've got to lose weight. Now I've got to cut out all the things that have made life easier. How am I going to do this? But I think it's not putting too much pressure on yourself. It's starting slow, building that repertoire, finding shortcuts that are easy. Like for me, frozen vegetables are a lifesaver. Ready chopped vegetables are a lifesaver for me. They're good convenience that actually I can work in. You know, things like the Ranger Island or Dunn's Stores is something I can work in that actually is not going to really affect my bank balance in the way that ordering a £50 takeaway is, you know. I can't afford to do that. Eat 2 or 3 times a week as a family, £50 for a takeaway. Like, that's my food budget gone for the week. So what I had to bring into my mind was actually what I was doing. And when I looked at, I was eating a lot of takeaways before we had apps. That's how long I've been a member. But when you look at your bank balance and you realise and you see, you know, the coffee shops, the drive-thrus, and you realise how much of your hard-earned cash you spent on that, and then you realise actually if I went to the supermarket, found 5 easy recipes, how much I could save, how much better I'd feel, it really brings it into the forefront of your mind.
Yeah. And it shows you how. Yeah, that is so true.
And how so important, because a lot of us have got so many pulls on our time that actually the reason we love convenience is because it takes something off our list. So to understand that you can do things quickly and easily was something I needed. Here you go, Anna. Get a tin of tomatoes, some passata, some fresh basil or dried basil, some Italian herbs, and a stock cube, and you've got a beautiful tomato sauce. Actually, that was easy for me to do. Whereas, you know, actually, if someone had said you need 25 minutes in the kitchen, you need 4 saucepans and 18 different ingredients, I would have gone, no. So actually, it's breaking it down into things that you need that is going to make it something that you can factor into your lifestyle.
I suppose we should also point out, like you say, the Slimming World food range is so helpful in that if you are transitioning from that, I don't have a lot of time and I need to make this switch, the Slimming Iceland and a range and the range. Is that what I call it?
It's in, and the range. So it's in Dunn's Stores in Iceland. Yeah, it's the Slimming World range at those stores. But yeah,
yes. That is helpful, where if you are switching to and you want those grab and go things in your freezer, you know that they are 100% food optimized. They don't have all of these oils, high fat, high sugar, processed kind of, you know, the stuff in the ingredients that you're like, I don't even know what that is.
And then that's what it really gets you, doesn't it? And for me, they are my absolute lifesavers, knowing that I can go out, pull out my pancakes, pull out my naan bread, get a curry, get a mac and cheese, and I'm absolutely safe. That stops the temptation of, oh, we've got nothing for dinner, let's just go to a drive-thru, because that's my fail-safe. Also, things like Slimming World Kitchen, for me, have been such a game-changer in terms of not having to think. So the convenience of that little, well, quite big in my case, red box landing on my doorstep and knowing that I've got those meals that are food-optimised, and all I've got to do is follow that recipe is easy. Also, another thing that that's given me is joy, the joy of cooking, the joy of doing it as a family. And actually, what convenience had almost starved me of, if that the irony of that word, was that enjoyment of the cooking it, the processing it, the watching other people enjoy it. It was like, do you know what? It came in a paper bag in a box and it was a bit soggy and it was a bit substandard. You have very few takeaways, and this is no disrespect, but in my life, I have very few takeaways that have stood out. They were just all right. And actually, I can make a better meal than just all right. So that then gave me the confidence to kind of want to go away and do that even more.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I mean, here it's talking about when people do cook at home, the research shows the benefits are clear. 46% say they save money. 40% feel healthier. 33% enjoy cooking more. 29% say their family eats better. And 17% have more energy. Wow. Mm. And money is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I do think that there can be that conversation. We know food inflation is continuing to rise and affect people across the country. And I think there can be that myth that healthy eating is more expensive. I think that was something that I definitely held that in mind. But we're definitely learning, I suppose, one of the things that I really gain out of being part of an active group and going regularly, I think, is the key thing, is that you almost learn this knowledge bit by bit rather than just expect to know everything straight away. It never continues stopping that learning and sharing. Even just having some frozen chopped vegetables in the freezer, if you haven't got time to go to the supermarket, then learning, I think, these little kind of helpful things of how can we find a way to lose weight, but also maintain a healthy, active lifestyle on an ongoing basis. These little tips and hacks and switches and swaps that we can make that just make having a nutritional healthy life. I can't even say it because I'm so excited.
But I know exactly what you mean. But, you know, I've learned the tips and the hints. So, you know, looking at things that are in season, looking for things that are, you know, in tins, looking for reduced things. There's no specialized foods. There's no shakes or anything that you need to buy. This is just normal food. And actually, you know, you can feed your family, your friends, and do this on a budget. And I guarantee for the price of one takeaway for, you know, three or four people, you could feed yourself so many different meals that are so nutrient dense, so filling, so good for you. So it's almost rethinking that value of money, because we think about things like takeaways and convenience. They do more than the food that's on the plate, we feel at the time. It's the emotion they ease, it's the stress they take off, it's that treat mentality. So it's that reshaping of behaviors, isn't it, to say, actually, you know, I'm worried about the money, but actually, is it more than that? What do I need to look at in terms of my reward system, how my life is set up? And a few simple tweaks can really make it work. Like for us, we're big fans of a fakeaway. So actually, if you want a pizza, actually not going and spending £40 on three pizzas from a delivery, making our own pizzas out of like flour from a healthy fibre choice, or using a wrap, so that we can still have that same feeling, but for, oh my God, it's so little in comparison. You know, I can make four pizzas out of a packet of wraps, some fresh tomatoes, some cheese, some ham, and some Slim Roll chips and a salad. We've got a beautiful meal for less than £10 that feeds all of us. So it's just reframing for a lot of us, I think.
Yeah, and what's really helpful is the Slim World app actually has a food search and a barcode search so that you can find out, okay, let's think about wraps, for instance, you said. Not all wraps are necessarily covered under the, or recommended under the healthy fibre choices under Slimming World, but learning kind of to know, okay, well, what's actually in these ingredients and how many of, you know, SWIPs is what Slimming World calls their kind of balanced part of the plan. How many will that cost me? And understanding, yeah, this calcium choices, fiber choices, healthy fats choices, this language of stuff that often how many of us have just literally bought something, forgot about it, eaten it, just, you know, got rid of the guilt, I think, of hiding evidence of takeaway boxes, hiding evidence of like my secret eating going through drive-throughs in my car. And actually, you don't need to have any of that if you find this new way and you are open to learn new habits of how to make these swaps. And that's where Slimming World can hold your hand, I think, in helping you guide you. And the cool thing is, I think there's so many different food plans out there which will tell you, if you do this, if you eat this, you will get, you know, X becomes Y. But part of the way of, I think, making these swaps and making these changes that work with your lifestyle is finding that flexibility and finding what you like. I mean, our favourite meals for tea are probably going to be quite different. I'd be intrigued. What's your... Okay, right. Favourite meal. Phil's got the candles out. Daisy's going to play like waitress. And you're going to sit down, come home from a long day at work, Anna, and your favourite meal's on the table. What is it?
I'll probably go with king prawns and garlic to start, and then a nice lasagna and a big salad with some chips.
Oh my goodness, guess what mine is?
What? Not king prawns.
It's not king prawns. A vegan lasagna.
Oh, it's got everything you need in it, isn't it?
There's one particular recipe on Slim World app, and it's jackfruit enchilada lasagna. It's very rare that I can find jackfruit, but we can swap in some of the kind of protein bean, butter beans we tried the other week.
I love
the spices, the flavour. I love any kind of pastry stuff with cheese. Oh, and then a nice colourful salad. I want maximum colour on my plate, which is so funny, isn't it? Because those years of eating convenience foods of how lacking colour a lot of those foods have.
So beige boxes. I should also say, though, we're not saying like takeaways are bad. Like, we still get takeaways. The choices I make are very different. So we might get a Japanese takeaway now or a Turkish takeaway, something that's not fast, deep fried, high fat food. So it's not demonizing that kind of takeaway culture, because there's definitely a place for that still in my life. Yeah, there really is. But it's, for me, it was knowledge of what was in it. Knowledge that it wasn't saving me money, and the time that it saved actually really probably wasn't very much. It was just the pleasurable experience of just wanting to shift that burden of another stress. So it's fascinating when you go and look back, because when I realized what I spent on alcohol and takeaways in a year was, you know, a 5% deposit on a flat, it soon made me realize, shape up. You know what I mean? So when you put it in that context, it can be massive.
Yeah, and you know, that was one of the things I was going to pull out here, because it highlights in this research how it did some research how before joining Slimworld, 88% of people surveyed were spending up to £100 a week on takeaways. Wow, and convenience foods. And so by changing these purchases, either changing them or cutting them out altogether, you could save more than £5,000 a year while supporting healthier eating habits. And I agree. That was the first thing. I lost 4 stone in a year. I hadn't had a car for 8 years, and I'd saved every single month for the first time in my life. I saved enough money that I could finally, at the end of that year, go and buy my first car in 8 years.
I remember when we were getting our first mortgage, to the mortgage advisor, looked through my husband's bank statements. He was like, Mr. Mangan, I think the Costa might be something that needs to be dropped. They're coffee shops, and what you're spending every day, a fiver on a coffee, you know, a couple of pounds on a flapjack, and actually cut that out and you can pay your mortgage, love.
Oh, it's my crazy, goodness. Phil's been outed.
I know, literally. He was like, okay, it was every other entry in my bank statement, but you don't realise. How many of us do go and buy, or did go and buy, a coffee and a croissant in the morning going, it's quick? Yeah, it's quick, but actually, how much have you spent?
Now, that's interesting, because I think one of the things of like buying everything on a card, for instance,
you don't realise.
You just kind of tap and go, don't you? And more recently, I've actually started kind of going through my bank account, and I have a bank where you can categorise each spending. So I can actually really see, how much am I spending on groceries every month? How much am I spending eating out? How much am I spending on entertainment, shall we say?
Yes,
as in having a cheeky beer, you know, in the pub.
Whilst going to watch a gig
or something. So I think actually just seeing and observing things for, where are you at right now? Regardless of, you know, whether you're further along your weight loss journey, or maybe you haven't even began and you're just like opening your eyes to, I need to make a start somewhere, but I don't know where to begin. I think the first part of the process is, let's just take a snapshot of where you're at and really capture what is happening. You know, small stuff like when I first began, I measured my inches just to kind of see where I was at. I took those photos of me. I looked at my habits of, okay, if I took a photo of what was in my fridge before I joined Slimming World versus maybe what, 10 years in, how does that fridge look quite different? And I think that is all part of like this progress. And this is what I mean about, this is the stuff where you don't necessarily get stickers and certificates for, but it's, these are the lifestyle habits that ultimately make life more enjoyable.
Exactly. And imagine now, just this thought for you, imagine now you cut out your takeaway once or twice a week. You could pay for yourself to go on a beautiful holiday. You could buy that new garden furniture. All those things that perhaps you don't think you've got the money for, you could go in and save. So just a little thought.
Do you know a geeky little thing that I occasionally like to do is, if you go to a yellow label corner of a supermarket, yeah, and you see whatever's there, and then I don't know, let's just say like last week I went and it was on, oh, it was like a around a bank holiday time.
And it's a good time to go.
Yeah, and there was Swede, and there was a massive Swede for 8p. 8p. And I was like, Swede, what could I do with Swede? So I open up my Slimming World app, go to recipes and type Swede and all of these recipes. In the end, what I did was I made a massive batch cook of like a shepherd's pie with Swede in the mash. Exactly. And, you know, I used pretty much the whole of this Swede for 8p. But that was one of those days where old me... You get those reminders, don't you, at Friday at 5 p.m. Or a bank holiday Monday, the emails from certain places.
Oh, dang.
And they time, it's like they know, oh, you're going to be tired right now. They lure you in. Yeah. We fall into these marketing traps. And actually, you know, just by stepping away and having some space from that, but knowing what to do, knowing how to make these swaps, knowing what your options are, just allows you to make better choices.
Exactly, and better choices that are only ever going to make you feel better physically and mentally, which is a really big and important buy-in, isn't it? Because no takeaway have I ever lay back on the sofa if it's been a really, like, you know, high-fat one and gone, oh, I feel brilliant. I feel like you need to lie down, don't you? So actually it's recognising it might give you instant gratification, but not long-term joy.
Yeah, that is true. I think it's like, it's about like taking back like control, I think, taking that choice power and really losing more weight than you ever thought was possible. Like, this can be done. You can make these changes. Slimming World will support you, will hold your hand along the way. You don't have to do it all in the next week. Just take that time, take that first step. Get to a group or check out the online digital experience that Slim Ward offers. That is the one thing that we would just say, just lean in and be open-minded to just try something different.
Exactly.
Who knows? You could buy your first car at the end of the week or go on a luxury holiday. I feel like that's like a game show kind of moment,
isn't
it?
It's so true though, isn't it? You know, you
or
really
buy
really
a cuddly toy.
Yeah. 187 of them in my child's bedroom if anybody wants one.
All right. That's 187 members.
Yes.
Sorted.
Yeah, they don't talk in image therapy, those ones.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting subject because so many of us, I think, can be locked in this habit of convenience, in potentially quite a shameful, addicted, kind of guilt-ridden way that we're... When we peer under the carpet, we're not really sure where to begin. And I think by talking about this stuff, it kind of just opens up that door for people to say, there is another way and this is possible.
And if we can do it, you know, if you could see how Claire and I used to previously eat to how we are now, it's like incomparable. So slow and steady wins the race, one change at a time.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
quote of the day.
Everybody thinks I was a Slimming World consultant for a living.
She knows what she's doing. If you are not a Slimming World member, what I will do in the episode description on our public feed is I'll put a link into the website where it talks about Slimming World Kitchen and also some of the food range. So if you want to explore that and see if that might possibly be just those first changes that you make, even if you're not necessarily ready to join a Slimming World group, that could just be where you begin. So any ways that we can help. If you are someone who has found a way through of this switch of convenience, I mean, we've spoken to people before, haven't we? Rachel and Craig, consultants in the Northeast, yeah, talked about how they went and bought all the foil little tins and they create their own fake away Friday night experience by cooking it from scratch, but serving it in the foil tins to trick themselves and their family that they're having a takeaway.
Brilliant. Daisy said to me though the other night, she's like, I don't like real pizza, I like your pizza, mummy, which is a pizza made of a wrap. So yeah,
she's a cheap date.
She's got her headphones on, she can't hear you, but she doesn't know any different now because that's what her lifestyle has been. So that's a really important thing for me, is that she eats well as well.
Yeah, exactly. Right, whatever you get up to, hope you have a great week, eat some amazing food. And we'll be back with another episode very soon. Take care.
Bye for now.